The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to the Triple P Podcast, where we picture the past and present of popular movies made by well-known directors. In this series, I will be breaking down if us humans have changed as a whole when it comes to producing specific movie genres. I'm your host, DJ Fig, and let's get rolling. Hey guys, I'm DJ Fig, and welcome to the first episode. So let me just explain a few things first of what we're going to be doing throughout the semester. Well, so we're going to have 10 episodes, and this is the first episode, and we're going to be talking about different genres. So you may ask, what genre are we on this week, this episode? We are on action movies. Yes, action movies. Everyone loves good old action movies. When I think of action movies, I think of shooting, a lot of death, sadly, and explosions. Pow! Explosions are like one of the main things I see in an action movie. And I feel that most audience are interested in the CGI. I will explain more later on, but anywho, we'll go back to where we were talking about with action films. I was looking into it. The definition of action film is when the protagonist is thrust into a series of events that typically involve in physical feats. And when I first read that, the first movies that came out of my mind that were action films were the Mission Impossible series, which is what I will be comparing this episode. I will be comparing the Mission Impossible from 1996 to the most recent Mission Impossible, Fallout 2018. First, we're going to be talking about the first Mission Impossible, the one from 1996. I'll be giving you guys a short little synopsis if you guys haven't watched it. So, if you haven't watched it, spoiler alert. In this movie, Ethan Hunt, which is the main character, is the point man for an IMF mission to catch a spy in the act of stealing information about the covers of many other covert operatives. In the tradition of the television show, the viewer is led down many plot twists, turns, and reversals while the IMF members employ the latest in technology, disguises, and spy gadgetry to accomplish their mission. From my perspective, I genuinely thought Mission Impossible was a good action movie, for its time, of course. I enjoyed the CGI, it didn't seem fake, and what made me enjoy it even more was the iconic soundtrack used. If you don't know the iconic music used throughout the Mission Impossible series, I will be playing it right now. I'm sure you guys know this soundtrack, as it really influenced many people throughout the world to use it in their skits. What I also enjoyed from the movie was the character development of Ethan Hunt, which I found inspiring due to how cool it was watching all these stunts the character performed in the movie. So now we're going to go more in depth of the movie. So Mission Impossible was produced by Tom Cruise and Paul Wagner. Funny enough, Tom Cruise was the main character. What was also interesting about the movie was that Tom Cruise wanted to perform his own stunts to make him look more realistic, which I believe was really great for the audience at the time. Action movies were very hard to make stunts look realistic due to the fact that technology wasn't as advanced compared to now, as I will go over the 2018 version later on. When the movie was released, which was on May 22, 1996, Mission Impossible broke tons of records for a film opening. Overall, the film was produced really well, as I'm not surprised that it gained so much success. You can tell that the producers had a lot of style and knows how to direct movies, as they executed the little things in a movie, such as adding thrillers and suspense to individual moments and scenes that work so tremendously, especially at the last act of the film where they were on a high-speed Euro tunnel train, which was so good, and I loved the action sequence to it. As for things I didn't enjoy, I felt like the plot was very complicated and hard for, I would say, little kids to understand. I can see how some people could lose track of things very quickly, and there are some parts of people talking which was kinda uninteresting. It also seemed like the movie focused more on the production of making the movie look more action and thriller rather than a plot, which is not a bad thing, of course.
Okay, since we are not done talking about the movie from the past, let's talk about the current one.
If you haven't watched this movie, I'll be giving a short synopsis again. So, spoiler alert. So, in Mission Impossible Fallout, we are back with Ethan Hunt, the main character with the IMF team, to join forces with CIA assassin August Walker to prevent a disaster of epic proportion. There's an arms dealer named John Lark and a group of terrorists known as the Apostles that plan to use 3 plutonium cores for a simultaneous nuclear attack on the Vatican, Jerusalem, and Mecca, and Saudi Arabia. When the weapons go missing, Ethan and his crew find themselves in a desperate race against time to prevent them from falling into the wrong hands. So that was basically Mission Impossible Fallout. My thoughts in the movie, I really thought it was a good action movie. I really liked how Tom Cruise was still the actor. It's like he never aged. Like, you still see him leaning over buildings, jumping from one building to another, hanging from a helicopter. Like, the guy never aged, and he still did his own stunts, which I really respect. The sound quality was really good, and the CGI was thriller. It was thriller. It was really good. There was a helicopter sequence that was so thrilling. Like, I honestly didn't expect it. I honestly didn't want it to end. And you could probably see this helicopter on YouTube, but what is also crazy was that Tom Cruise is being Tom Cruise. What I mean by this is that Tom Cruise, at the age of 56, spent an entire year and a half of learning how to fly that particular helicopter you see in the movie. It's really jaw-dropping how these stunts were executed so beautifully and how successful and amazing Tom Cruise is as an actor. It just shows how important he was in the Mission Impossible series. What else? Oh, I really enjoyed the fact that this movie had humor interjected into it. You see, some action movies these days, they just overplay the humor card sometimes. Also, the production of the film really defined action. From all the action films I've watched, it's really refreshing on those rare occasions to find a movie that excels in the action movie department, but also take itself seriously enough for you to see a genuine attempt at a producer making the best movie of the summer. Overall, Fallout was very successful in creating an epic true espionage spy action movie. Epic. It's what, how many? 2 hours and 20 minutes long, and I honestly wish it was longer. During filming, Tom Cruise actually injured himself this time, resulting in a 9-week delay. The bad thing about it was that Tom Cruise's injury costed around $80 million for the studio because they had to pay for the cast and crew for the 8-week hiatus so they would not take another job. Since we are talking about money, we can get to the box office earnings. Mission Impossible Fallout had a total budget of $178 million and grossed nearly $220 million in the US and Canada and a $571 million in other territories, resulting in a worldwide total of $792 million. Out of the 6 movies in Mission Impossible, this one was the highest grossing film. The reason why I think it's the highest grossing film was because of the nostalgia, the iconic music, Tom Cruise, and thrilling scenes really brought back nostalgia for grandparents and adults to take a step back in time. Also, what made it successful is how well produced it was. Mission Impossible series is pretty good at making the little things so much better, such as the camera work, knowing when to put this music back, and now, let's start comparing these two amazing films. Our question we will be answering is, did us humans change as a whole in producing action movies? First, let's talk about the plot. from watching these two films, I could say nothing has really changed. I'm not really saying it's a bad thing, but I can definitely see how some people would get bored, considering there has been 6 movies made throughout the Mission Impossible series. However, to me, obviously, both plots are rather good and does a fair job at building the suspense and like intrigue. From looking at the Rotten Tomatoes, there has been 250,000 reviews made by analyzers like me. First, we'll go to the first Mission Impossible. They received an audience rating of 71% out of 250,000 reviews, keep in mind. That's pretty good. But the Mission Impossible Fallout received an audience score of 88%. For Mission Impossible, the one from 1996, I could confidently say that it isn't the best film in the franchise, but it laid the foundation for everything that will come our way. That leads to the Mission Impossible Fallout. The producer, De Palma, successfully makes good in offering up several exciting and suspenseful sequences. My apologies. Though, one can't help but wish that the dialogue-based moments packed the same sort of punch. Each scenes were pretty interesting, but some don't always, like, how do I say it, logically lead one into the next scene. What I found different from the Mission Impossible and Mission Impossible Fallout was that Fallout was way more entertaining. From watching it, it felt like the movie goes enough for you to white knuckle it and then keeps you there for a second and then goes one step further. It feels like the thrilling moment never ends. Once one thing happens, another thing happens, which I really enjoyed, honestly. For most Mission Impossible 1996, there were some moments where I was bored. I felt that if I were to be alive and see the 1996 film at time of the release, I would say that it would be really good. But I was born in 2002, so we live on. The 90s was a time where the world was packed full of film retreads of old TV shows. Few of those worked, most of them didn't, but none of the others created an enormously successful franchise that continues to this day, influencing the success of Mission Impossible Fallout. I would say the 1996 film did so much right out of the gate and set the framework for the series. Tom Cruise was perfectly casted. I don't think I mentioned this earlier, but they created the biggest staple, which was the showcase action scene in the original rope dangling heist. It's become one of the classic scenes in action films in general. You could find it on YouTube if you want to see what I'm talking about. Adding on, in more comparison, I felt the stunts in Mission Impossible Fallout was so much better than the 1996 one. It wasn't really bothering me watching the stunts pulled in 1996, but I could see how some people would react that it could be disorienting, overly edited. But for the Mission Impossible Fallout, here it's like you're simultaneously immersed with them. You're smack in the middle of the action, and you have also enough perspective on them to know who's doing what, where, with whom, and why. Moving on, it's pretty obvious that the production of Mission Impossible Fallout would be so much better than Mission Impossible. It's in our human nature for us humans to be more technologically advanced as time passes. For Mission Impossible, it was filmed on a Panavision Panaflex camera, which the quality was good at the time, but not as good as the one for Mission Impossible Fallout. There were many cameras used in Mission Impossible Fallout, but the difference was they were supported in 8K. These cameras look pretty futuristic, as the one filmed on Mission Impossible looks a little old school. So, the final conclusion for action movies. Was there a difference in success for these two movies? I think so. I felt that these two movies really influenced each other into one of the best action-packed movie series in the history of action movies. Tom Cruise has yet again done a well job in this, and without him, the idea of action movies would not have reached this far in life. What do you think? I'm your host, DJ Fig, and thank you for listening to my podcast. Tune in for next week's episode, where I will compare another movie genre.